Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, it is that time of the week. A Fransky Friday. We'll talk to Scott coming up in a few minutes here on the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Twitter question of the day, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and scales your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. So our first poll today revolved around the idea of bringing Rhys Hoskins back to the Phillies. Do you want him? Yes or no? 53% saying no. This is a shame. 53% of people don't want that bat back in the lineup. 53% of people today are on Hugh Douglas' side of this. I consider it a shame. You could consider it your heater because you hit a parlay yesterday.
Well, I was about to say it's probably because of that four-legger.
Oh, they heard that.
They heard it. Like, this guy right here.
So what else did you have in your parlay? Tennis match.
I had the Phillies money line.
Okay, in the first game. Obviously.
First game. Because you know what's funny? As I was doing my parlay, I did like both games.
You would have lost then.
Yeah. And so I said, well, you know what? Let me just do this. Let me just focus on the first game. Because I knew my day was going to be a little hectic because I wasn't going to be able to pay attention to the second one.
Sure.
So I said, okay, I did that. The Kyle Schwarber home run. Mm. Kyle Schwarber hit. You know, that was an easy one right there. And then Francisco came with the tennis parlay. He came with the fourth leg.
So I know you were busy yesterday, had a meeting after the show, but you had to be, that money line, that almost fell apart in the ninth inning. Romano loaded the bases.
You know what? I didn't sweat.
Nail biter.
I didn't sweat it.
Oh, come on.
Because initially when I did the four-legger, I was like, you know what? Because Francisco was so adamant about me putting that leg of the tennis in, I didn't know how, it was going to play out.
Okay.
But it started well because that was the one Francisco gave me, that was the one that hit almost immediately. And then, I sweated a little bit with the Schwarber one. But then it came, it worked out for me.
All right, you ready to humble yourself? We have company here. You can't be bragging about your parlay's hitting. Scott Fransky, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Scott, how you doing today?
I'm great. $8 is $8, man.
I'm trying to, hey, Scott, they don't understand. You know, it's these young cats, man. They don't understand $8 is a lot. When you get a little bit, mature, mature in your day.
Well, a lot is, again, a relative situation, but it is $8 you didn't have the day before.
Truthfully, that's all that matters. But, Scott, here's a question I have for you. How do you feel the Phillies handled the whole being a Brave situation? Because that's what we were championing the cause yesterday to being a Brave. And obviously the Phillies didn't do that. I mean, where do you stand when it comes to stuff like that? Do you think there's some cause for retaliation or just go out and play baseball?
Well, I do think if there's a sort of a pattern of that kind of stuff, and I got to be honest, I hadn't seen it a whole lot with the Braves. I know Harper got hit a couple of times the other night in Sacramento. Obviously, I just don't think Strider's got any intent to hit him there. I do think he's trying to pitch inside, and I think, It's okay to pitch inside and make guys wary and let them know you're out there and make them move their feet in the box. And but it's honestly, it's a different game. It just doesn't happen like it used to. You just don't see that kind of stuff. And everybody's mindful of it. Everybody's watching for it. The umpires are watching for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a situation where I'm just like, you know, bloodthirsty and I need somebody to go down. Because again, I don't think there was a whole lot of intent there. There are other situations where there, you feel like there is intent and it's definitely worth an answer back. But I wasn't convinced that that was one of those spots.
Scott, I saw the Strider hit by pitch similar to yours. I didn't think he was trying to hit Harper. He did, and I thought he was trying to obviously pitch inside and maybe back him up off the plate. Scott, if it continues, though, if pitchers continue to go up and in on the Phillies, maybe just try to back them off the plate and we get a few more hit by pitches, do you think at some point the Phillies have to kind of send a message back like, hey, let's be careful here with our guys? Because, you know, unfortunately, those go the wrong way, and then, you know, we lose someone for a month or two or three because someone, you know, breaks a bone.
Sure. You know, again, I don't know if it's a huge deterrent, say, to face retaliation. I mean, you know, once upon a time, if a pitcher did that, a pitcher was going to wear it, right? He was going to feel it. And I think there was a little more hesitancy then to pick your spots and pick your battles. But now that's not the case. A pitcher doesn't have to stand in the box. Now, pitcher's got to take the rip. He's got to take the suspension, which would be coming. I believe that, and I think that's also a consideration as well. But, you know, I think if it's a pattern and guys are coming inside, I think as much as anything, just to stand up for your teammates and say, all right, well, we can play that game too. I do think there's a time and a place for that kind of thing in the game still. And we don't see it as much as we used to. That's for sure, but I do think there's still a time and a place for it.
Scott Fransky with us here, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Scott, no matter what who they're playing and what they're doing and what the other storylines are, the Phillies seem to win series over and over and over. It's 9 out of 10 now. This is really a long, extended run of really good baseball from the Phillies. It's not just that winning streak they had there. It feels like they've been playing well for probably the better part of 6 weeks now. This is, it's a great run, Scott, they're on, and they've been on it for a while.
They have. Obviously, this is coming right on the heels of that series in New York. And I think it, I think I've said it before, but I think it woke some guys up. It was definitely not a situation where they came out of there and said to themselves, oh, well, it's April, right? They came out of there and said, it's April. We need to get going. These games count. These games all count. And we need to get it together. And I do think they came out of there with a little bit of renewed purpose. And again, I think any team, regardless of how good they are, they face adversity somewhere over the course of the season. And it's how they respond to that. And I think we could all be happy with the fact that they've responded so well to that particular bit of adversity. There's going to be more. They're going to come through it again. They're going to have struggles. They're going to have, you know, down weeks or a couple of weeks where things aren't going well, and it's how they respond to those moments that make the difference between, you know, a winning team and you know, maybe just an average team or an elite team. It's how they handle those moments of adversity, and I think they've handled that first. I mean, for me, that was the first big, you know, mile marker in the season to go there against your division rivals and get beat up the way they did. And I think it's really encouraging to see the way they've responded since then.
You know, Scott, speaking of that, the team is 36-20. They're playing well, but like any team in a situation like this, everybody has warts. So when we look at this team, and we've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks, we know that the bullpen needs a little bit of help, and it would be nice to have another bat in that star lineup. So if you were the GM or you were Topper, and if you had a choice to fix which one, and you think which one needs the fix immediately, which one would that be? Would that be the bullpen, or would that be get another bat in here?
Well, I think if I could only make one move, is that what you're saying?
Basically, yes.
Yeah, I think I would shore up the bullpen because I think there are less internal options that have upside.
Mm-hmm.
I think offensively there's guys that have underperformed, And whether you think they will come through or not is a different question. But you do have some guys internally, boom, Castellanos, you know, that are on the roster now, boom, Castellanos, JT, guys, you know, primarily right-handed bats who haven't hit for power the way they're hoping for. They haven't hit, you know, enough doubles. They haven't hit enough homers. They haven't driven in enough runs. And I think it's those guys that you think, all right, well, if they can bounce back to something closer to their career norms, then we're going to be better off offensively. Now, the flip side of that is I just don't see that with the bullpen guys. I mean, there are some guys who could pitch better, there's no doubt. But are they sort of the elite late-inning relievers that you're looking for? So I think if there's a deal to be made and you can go out there and get a guy who is a true elite late-inning reliever, that's the move you should probably be focused on.
Scott, I want to ask you about Jordan Romano. You talk about guys that could be better, and he certainly has been better, you know, and the whole bullpen really has been better the month of May. But Romano has been better than he was early in the season. Yet, I still don't know what I'm getting with him. Like, some nights he goes out there, and he looks really sharp, and he gets a lot of swings and misses, and it looks easy. And then there's days like yesterday where he really, I mean, they were close to losing that game. I mean, I don't even know if that last strike was actually a strike. I mean, he was all over the place yesterday. When you watch Romano, what are you noticing? Certainly been better, but I still feel like I'm not sure which guy I'm getting every time he goes out there.
Yeah, I do think he's still trying to find a little bit more consistency. He was really, really good there for 7 or 8, 9 outings in a row. You know, on the heels of a really bad day against Miami that day at home, which didn't cost him the game ultimately. But then he had the day in Sacramento where I think clearly the mound was an issue and it got in his head and he got all kind of sideways. And then this week, right, he looks unbelievable Tuesday night and he looked like a different guy yesterday. So I think he's still in that mode of searching, finding, trying to find some consistency. I think when his velo is up, when he's not being overused, when his velo's up, I think he's better off. I think we've seen those nights when he performs a little better. But he's a guy that I do think has more in the tank, has more upside there. And they're going to need it because obviously without Alvarado for the foreseeable future, somebody's got to be the guy to lock it down. And you know, Matt Strom has had his struggles. And right now, Romano and Kirkering are the closest things you have to the end of the game guys. Even with some inconsistency there, it's kind of something they're having to live with.
Yeah, it is. And it's working out for now. And the bullpen certainly has been better. And they won that first game really close yesterday with the save by Romano. Scott, we appreciate it as always. Have a great weekend.
As always.
And we'll be listening against the Brewers. Thank you, Scott.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, sounds good, guys. Talk to you next week.
There you go. Scott Fransky there on a Fransky Friday. All right, so Scott, you asked him about it, and it was a big topic here for a few days. And then I was listening on my way in this morning, Hugh, and I heard the camera mention that at one point in the game, Zach Wheeler did hit a Brave, but it was almost like an accident, and the Brave actually, I think it was Nick Allen, the shortstop, he swung at the pitch. Like, it was one of those, like, check swings, and the ball just kind of rode inside. It didn't strike me at all as a purposeful retaliation. The batter swung, so I don't count that. Are you bothered the Phillies didn't really retaliate? Because I am. I mean, we had two games yesterday, and the second game, they're down like 9 runs. Like, isn't that a spot to retaliate? The game's over. They're going to lose anyway. I walked away from last night disappointed the Phillies didn't make a Brave wear one.
I mean, but you kind of knew. Everybody kind of told you that was going to be the case. I mean, it kind of started with L.A. L.A. said when it happened.
They should.
But they're not. That was a matter of fact kind of response from L.A. And I read it like L.A. was like, oh, they're kind of soft. And, you know, that's probably how we all read it because we're in the moment. There's emotion behind it. But as I thought about it and, you know, hearing other people talk about it, and here's just the reality of this team, and you can call it whatever you want, having the dogs or having that bite or whatever, they're just a team that focuses on the bigger picture for the most part. Because think about it like this. We've sat here for the last couple of months since baseball season has started, and we've picked apart this team. Everything that they've done, every nuance that they've had.
Yep.
And they won, what, 30 games, 36 games?
Out of
36
56,
and 20?
Yep.
Yeah.
Great
record. So they're the type of team that, you know, they don't really worry about all the white noise or anything like that. They just go out there and play. And that's good. Now they just have to keep on this road that they're on and don't worry about anything else. Just make sure that you keep this momentum going into the postseason. I know that sounds real boring.
It sounds soft.
Yeah,
come on.
It does.
I mean,
it does. But see, sometimes being a grown-up, that's what it entails.
No, see, you're accepting what they did yesterday. I'm disappointed.
Well, I'm trying
yesterday, they needed to be in a Brave.
I'm trying to be a grown-up.
Oh, stop.
Stop being a grown-up. Can you not?
Yeah, you caught yourself again.
I didn't ask for a grown-up. I don't need grown-ups.
He was about to hit me with the GD.
Grown-ups.
Gotta get out of here.
I have grown-ups in every other aspect of my life. Why do I have to have it with the baseball team?
Sometimes in sports, we have to be grown-ups, especially nowadays.
Oh, stop. No, we don't. All right,
we have to be.
215-592-9494. We'll continue the Rhys Hoskins conversation. Do you want him back? But did it disappoint you the Phillies didn't retaliate yesterday? They had 18 innings of baseball. And if you want to say the first game, very close, back and forth, couldn't find our spot, our shot. All right, I can understand that because they want to win the game. The night game was over in the middle of the game. They could have taken a shot in any of those later innings, and they wouldn't change anything of the outcome. Kyle, I was totally disappointed that we didn't get a legitimate beating of a Brave.
I was pissed. I was at the game. I thought there
you
was
You went for blood.
Of course I was. Yeah. There was a perfect opportunity, I thought, with Acuna up. And this is when the Phillies were down pretty good. I think he was 3-0. I think Wheeler had pitched him 3-0 in the count.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just let that fourth one be square to the ribs? Like, that was a perfect opportunity. Perfect opportunity. You're probably going to put him on base anyway. Yep. I think they did put him on base anyway.
I think they did.
With a walk. So let him wear one. I was at the game. I wanted to boo. I wanted them to hit a Brave really badly. And I'm pissed off that, especially in that second game, when they had so many opportunities to do it, that game clearly had gotten away from them. And they hit Trey in the foot.
They did.
Like, it was piling up for me in a way that I was starting to get upset. And they're just getting hit too often, like, recently. And I was very upset leaving that game that it at least it didn't end with somebody getting hit.
Yeah, look, there's intent. I agree with Scott. And we all kind of agreed on this the other day. I don't think Strider purposely hit Bryce Harper a couple days ago, but he did. And then Turner got hit. Like, at some point, you got to send a message back.
Repercussions and consequences.
Yes. I would think you would be part of, you'd understand that, but it's that you've gone soft on us.
I do understand it, but sometimes you got to be a grown up about these things, man. It's tough. I hate being a grown up, but here I am. I got no choice.
You absolutely have a choice.
Joe
and I have taken the choice to not be.
What you could do is denounce everyone you know in Atlanta, say that they're all soft, and we should hit them all.
I said they're soft. I said that.
Yeah, but you did it reluctantly a couple days ago.
I don't care about the fans.
215-592. Now, I'm curious, because a lot of people that we spoke to over the past few days here wanted retaliation, and they had two games yesterday. 18 innings of baseball to being a Brave, and they didn't do it. And don't give me the Wheeler Nick Allen thing. That was a two seamer that ran inside. He didn't mean to hit him, and the guy swung. I mean, if you're swinging at a pitch, it's obviously not a pitch you're intended to be hit on. That was just totally kind of a weird thing. They chose not to do it. Topper before the game kind of gave skids, he greased the skids for us not doing it. We should have hit them, and that's the bottom line. And now. To me, it loses some steam if we do it the next time we play them. Like, this was the moment. This was the series.
That's the thing, because normally when you retaliate against somebody, it's usually in the moment. But some of the best revenge is served cold. Like, you know what I mean?
Like wins?
Well, yeah, that. Or, you know, just winning a World Series. You know, the bigger picture. See, this story is still being written, and I understand exactly why you feel the way that you feel. And this is why some people, they tend to wait for karma. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of like you, Joe. I don't like to wait for karma. I'm more of a hands-on type person.
Yeah, let's finish business.
Yeah, but that's not, you're asking somebody to be something that they're not. You know what's funny? Because we were talking about this the other day. And some of the callers come out, I would do this and I would do that. And I just thought to myself, I didn't say it to any of the callers. I'm like, but would you really do that, though? Because it's a lot of time. Like, think about the world we live in. Like, a lot of people talk trash on social media. They Twitter tough guys. But when they get in folks' face, they don't have that bravado that they have.
But wait, there's a difference between, you know, me or a caller saying
Twitter tough guys.
Real action. Versus, I want, if I was a player and I was on a team, like, there's a team element to this.
Well, but to me, it's relatable because most of the people talk about what they would do, you know, if they did this, that, and third, but they don't even do that in their real life.
I miss a good mound charge, too.
Oh, I do.
Like, Harper's charged the mound before.
Oh, he did it to Hunter Strickland in San Francisco. Yeah, he did it a few times.
Maybe the worst helmet toss I've ever seen, by the way.
It was pretty bad, yeah. That's not his strength.
Yeah, some people just ain't about that action, though, man. They're about that talk.
But I feel like the Phillies are.
They're not. They've shown you that they're not.
I don't agree. Like,
who? Okay.
I'll give you a guy.
I was about to ask.
Who was Castellanos about to fight? And when he slid hard into home plate, he was with the Reds. And he was about to, he slid hard into the catcher and flexed on him.
How long ago was this?
So, years. But there was even the thing with Castellanos last, remember the Uceda from the Rays? It was a game in September. He hit him square in the back on purpose, and they flipped out. I mean, the Phillies have some edge to them when they want to. They let this thing, what was that?
I was like, I don't know. I just don't see it.
You don't see edge?
You know what's funny? Somebody asked me yesterday, I don't know how we got on this conversation, but we were talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me, what type of person are you? Right? Because I forgot. We were talking about fighting.
Angry, mean, crazy?
No, we were talking, and they said, well, what type of person is Joe? And I said, I feel like this is Joe. I was like, if I was in a street fight, Joe's the type of person, he doesn't want to fight, But if I'm in a street fight, he's going to fight.
Oh, I'll have your back. Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to fight. And I forgot how we got. Because I guess they were asking me about some of the people that I work with and how are they. I said, Joe's not going to. He's not. He doesn't want to. But he will.
Probably be better if I was in the fight and you helped rather than the other way. Well, I don't know how much help I'm going to get, but I'll try.
I'm just saying, that's what I said. I said, Joe's probably not a fighter, but Joe is not going to sit there and not throw hands. Now, some other cats that I probably work with, they're probably not going to throw no hands, but I just remember saying that. And this is, I say all that to say, you need to know the people that you're dealing with.
Mm.
And when L.A. said what he said, he, like, immediately after it happened, that's all you needed to hear. Because L.A. said, they need to retaliate, but they're not. And you can read, and I read that the way that I read it. I was like, oh, they're kind of soft. But you can read that any way you want
you
to.
Can.
You can read it as like, hey, you know what? We got bigger fish to fry. Or you can read it as, you know, hey, we're a bunch of grown men and we're not about all of that, you know, tomfoolery.
Well, we heard the manager yesterday kind of points that out. Let's grab Ed, who's up on WIP. What's up, Ed?
Hey, not much. Hey, I've been listening to you guys all week. Mm-hmm. This is my first time calling into the radio station. I love you guys' show.
Appreciate you.
Hey, but my thing is like, there's consequences of that too, right? So if you retaliate and you want to, like, you know, just maybe hit him in the arm or something, and it hits him in the head, then what happens? Are we all talking about, oh, really? We shouldn't have done that? You could talk about retaliation. To me, it's like kind of back in the day when somebody would say something to you and you get in a fight, or if you have words, you know, you throw a punch and then all of a sudden it's just, sorry, you knock the guy out. But what if the guy hits his head in the bar and now you got involuntary manslaughter?
All right, so couple things, Ed.
I got heavy quick, didn't it?
Yeah, I got heavy.
No, I've been listening all week.
No, you're fine. No, it's
all right,
fine.
So a couple things, Ed. I get it, but there's a couple differences. One, if we're in a bar, no one's wearing a helmet, and we're probably drunk, so we're not thinking straight. Number two, I'm not throwing a kid that just got up from AAA to go do it, and maybe he has no command. Like, I wanted Zach Wheeler to do it. I feel like if I tell Zach Wheeler, or ask Zach Wheeler, to throw the ball at Acuna's back, he's got pretty good command. Like, he might miss by a little bit, but I don't think he's going to hit him in the head. You know what I mean? Like, I think
he might,
but he's probably. I mean, they've been playing baseball for 120 years. I haven't seen anyone die on the field.
They do have helmets on, too.
They
we saw Bryce Harper get hit square in the face.
Yeah.
And he didn't die.
Thank God. But there's a chance he might. I'm just saying, what's the conversation the next day? If everybody's like, we have to do it. We have to do it. Or so-and-so has to do it. And does it. And it had a bad outcome. And everybody's just like, because, like, unintentional, whether, and I think a lot of people agree, even the manager and the players, because they didn't react to it. They didn't come out, like, with a melee like they normally do if it's deemed as it's intentional.
Isn't there a chance I die walking into work?
Well, you guys, I've been listening all week, and I'm just like, but what if? Well, what if it does happen and it goes bad?
Yeah.
Like you said,
look, if that ever happened, Ed, good phone call. We appreciate listening.
Well, maybe they just shouldn't play baseball.
Yeah, if that ever happened, it'd be awful. I mean, obviously. But again, they have helmets, and they've been playing for 120 years, and they used to do this on
the
regular.
Time.
They used to just throw at each other. If you give someone a bad look, you get one up buzzed by your face. And no one ever died. And again, none of us called for them to throw it at someone's head. Like, no one did that on WIP. Not, I don't even think a caller did.
Well, somebody called,
Ken was out of control.
Someone wanted a clavicle broken, but that's different. No one asked for the head, okay? The point is, I think Zach Wheeler could put the ball in Acuna's ribs or back pretty easily. He's a great pitcher. You were right over there?
No.
Okay.
When you hit me with no one ever died, that was strong.
No one ever died. I mean, it's the truth. I mean, what do you want me to tell you?
I'm just saying.
All these years of baseball, I've never seen one die. 215-592-9494. For your calls on this, we'll get back to the Hoskins thing as well.
Did
they die? No. Rhys Hoskins, do you want him back in the Phillies? I do at the trade deadline. Hugh's worried about defense over here. Oh, what the irony today. This guy's worried about defense. Also, we have an Andrew Painter watch to get to. How did he do in his latest AAA start? Your phone calls. And are you upset the Phillies didn't retaliate? I am. They had 18 innings of baseball yesterday, and I didn't have one brain beamed. Your calls, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here. I'm annoyed a Brave wasn't beaned yesterday. And I want Rhys Hoskins back. Hugh Douglas, of course, taking the high road on the beaning and doesn't want Rhys back.
It's unbelievable.
I know this guy.
I'm tired of it.
I'm a high road on the beaning.
You are taking the high road on the beaning.
Yeah, I'm trying. Like,
it's stop being
listen,
an adult.
Adulting sucks.
We
but
don't
sometimes,
have adults at WIP.
But sometimes we. Well,
we
I'm
really
trying
don't.
To. Well, you know what I was about to
like,
say.
Who's an adult here? Like, who comports themselves on a daily basis like an adult? I'd say Ike a lot of days is more adult than not. Okay, maybe
sometimes,
not.
Sometimes. Yeah, he's. I was thinking that.
How many,
yeah.
In the morning
Ooh.
Show, Richie's an adult. I'd say sometimes.
This well, is
no.
really.
He's a, no. I would say Rhea. Until you make her mad.
Yeah, but well, Rhea would be. Rhea was about the retaliation.
Yeah. Sometimes well, yeah, adults got to retaliate.
No.
But see, I would say. I wouldn't call Rhea childish, but okay.
No, she doesn't take any you know
well,
yeah,
what. Yeah, no nonsense.
Yeah, she's no nonsense. Yeah. Not
which,
childish.
Which a lot of adults stand by.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, you know.
I think you've just gone soft. I mean, I think that's.
Well, it's different because it's one of those things where you have to weigh all the consequences
yeah.
in a situation like that.
Yep.
And like I said, I think for them, it's bigger fish to fry. Again, hate to go back to it, but the LA quote comment was telling right out the gate. Oh, they ain't gonna do nothing.
Yeah, but can't we walk and chew bubble gum at the same time? We can win baseball games and put one in Acuna's ribs, and everyone moves on.
It was just like when he said it though. Y'all ain't about that life. Like that's the first thing that popped in my head. Oh, y'all ain't about that.
It would have been funnier if he said it exactly like that.
Yeah, he was like, they ain't about that action. Like it was just the way that he said it was like, oh. Like, what is that? Back in my day, we would have plunked them.
Yep.
But they're not going to do that.
Well, that's true. They would have back in his day. They didn't this week. All right, 215-592-9494. Along with that, Rhys Hoskins. The Brewers are back in town. And I've been thinking about this for a while. In fact, I think it was the beginning of last season. You know, after watching 2023 where Reese was hurt and their offense was missing something the whole year and really in the postseason. And then the beginning of last year and seeing their offense, I felt for a while now they miss him. They miss the bat that Reese was. And unfortunately, Dave Dombrowski hasn't replaced that. He hasn't found it, right? He tried the Whit Merrifield thing, and now we're on to Max Kepler thing. It's not working. I mean, Kepler's just been okay. And I look at the Phillies lineup, and I see Schwarber's been excellent. Bryce has been good. Now, I wouldn't call him great, but he's been good this season. He got hot the last few weeks. And Turner's been above average, right? So you got three offensive players you feel good about. Everybody else, it's not great. I think Castellanos is having an okay season. Kepler's fine. JT is obviously in decline offensively, and Bohm overall is not much. I think the Phillies need another bat, and I would love to bring Rhys Hoskins back at the trade deadline, put him at first base, put Bryce back in the outfield. Here, where do you come down? Rhys back at the deadline. Are you bringing him home?
Mm-mm. Oh, mm-mm. I mean, because one of the things, and it just sounds so bad when I say it like that, which I understand, but we just had Scott on here, and he talked about how, you know, you have some guys on here that historically, well, in the past, I should say, they can hit. They've hit for you. So that's not a pressing need as it is to get another arm in that bullpen. And the biggest reason why I don't want to move him is the reason why he isn't here is because of Bryce Harper's health, right now isn't healthy. Because that was one of the biggest concerns. We moved him to first base because he couldn't stay healthy.
Yeah.
And you wanted his longevity. He's still going to be here for, what, 7 more years?
But this would really just be for half a
temporary
season.
I know it's a temporary thing. But you're also potentially going to weaken the outfield by putting him out there. Or Schwarber, if you decide to go that route.
Yeah, you would. Well, the one part I can't push back on is it would weaken the defense. Yeah. It would add to the offense. It would weaken the defense. I'd make the trade-off. I think it would make them an overall better team. Where do you come down? Let's go to the phone lines here. Ron in Montco. Ron, what's up?
What's up, guys?
How we doing?
What's up, Ron?
We're hanging in, man. Hey, you know, first subject, okay? Somebody needed to get the ball put in their ear, okay? And it didn't happen. And it should have happened. It's in your house, okay? Your top player. And the Braves are 8-9 games behind you. They got no business hitting anybody. But you let them come in and push you around in your own house. So that's a no-go.
And, okay? And Ron, they had 18 innings yesterday, including one of those games, which was a blowout.
Somebody else, you're right, Joe. Somebody else got drilled. Somebody else got drilled. I forget who
it was. Turner got hit.
Okay, there you go. So I don't know what you ain't got a leg to stand on. Okay, so I don't know where you're coming from. I really don't. Okay? And you know, somebody, hey, you, when you were playing, and somebody chop blocked your guy, okay, what are you doing?
Ron.
Get him!
Ron, I'm trying.
What are you doing?
Ron,
guys all on that sideline got that guy's number, and somebody's going to get him.
The guy that planted Jim Miller in the ground is gone. He's not here anymore.
Ron, I hear what you're saying.
Now the next one is, save it, Hugh. I already heard,
fine.
I heard you all day.
Okay,
save it, Hugh.
All right. So the next one is you, Joe. You know, I don't know what's wrong. Something is still wrong with you.
What do you mean?
I don't know exactly.
Okay, now this is your turn.
Gaining perspective, Ron.
Really, you need professional help, Joe. Okay, you really do. Because
that's true.
I agree.
Rhys Hoskins. He was gone because he does not fit on this team.
Oh, geez.
He doesn't fit on this team, and that's why we had to let him go. Now, you have Suarez, and you got two center fielders, and you can't go get a stud center fielder and a reliever out of that. Then something's wrong with you.
Well, yeah, you could find a stud center fielder. You're going to pay an arm and a leg. Teams just don't give away stud center fielders.
Well, you're the one who wants to win the World Series. Don't bring back old furniture, dude.
You know, that old furniture, the furthest they went was with the old furniture. That's the closest they got was winning.
Yeah, but guess what? What did they ultimately do?
They lost.
They fell over.
Yeah.
They felt like they always do. When the boys, somebody woke them up against Houston and said, hey, guys, you know where you're at? And they all opened their eyes and they fell over. That's the problem with this team. It's the bright lights. But I'll tell you this for Hoskins. He is a leader looking for a place to happen. He was a partial leader here, but he just never had the game to be a true leader. He never had the game, offensively or defensively. He never had the game, but he wanted to be the leader, and I respected that.
Yeah, I did too, and I think his teammates did. And Ron, we appreciate it. Look, I probably look too much at the flaws, and he has flaws. I mean, he's not a perfect player. He's streaky. His defense stinks. I mean, we all know what Reese's flaws are. I look too much at that, and I think I got frustrated that he didn't improve on those. But what he is and was is a good player. He's a good offensive player, and they need a bat. I've been saying this for weeks now. We're so focused on the bullpen. And Hugh, you're right. The bullpen is a bigger need, but they need a bat. Like, I'm thinking about October, and let's say Bryce or Schwarber just goes cold for a series. I don't think they can score enough runs to win.
And see, I'm about to say something that's going to trigger everybody.
Okay.
But it's the truth. If Bryce and Schwarber go cold, then we need our guy that was in the home run derby last year to step up and do what we kept him here for. He was real grateful at the beginning of the season for not going somewhere else or not being traded, because he was on the blocks now. That's where, you know, when Dombrowski's talking, he said, we need some more production from some of those other guys. That's where he's talking. And so far, from what he's been saying, he's hit the buttons. He's pushed the right buttons. The guys have done what they're supposed to do. But those other guys need to contribute just a little bit more.
If you're waiting for Alec Bohm to be the bat that saves the day in October, you're going to be waiting for a long time. I don't trust him.
He is asking for a lot.
It is. I can't trust him. I need another bat. Like, he could stay here. I know some people today called in and say, get rid of him. Bohm can stay if they upgrade their offense in a different way, and he could hit closer to the bottom of the order. I mean, Kyle mentioned he was at the game last night. That moment found Bohm, and he didn't deliver.
Yeah, that who did he used to find last year?
He used to find Rojas.
That's who it was. The moment was too big. Yeah.
By the way, Rojas is having a terrible month. Have you noticed this? He's got like,
I ain't been paying attention.
I think he has six hits in May. Six. May 30th.
Listen, one crisis at a time, Joe.
I wouldn't call Rojas a crisis. It's just water finding its level. John is in Jersey. What's up, John?
Well, when people talk about a Hoskins defense, mm-hmm. when we last had him, all of our defense as a team was terrible.
It was.
And then we sort of upgraded that through getting a different manager. I want Hoskins back. I don't think we should never let him go. And as far as hitting people, yeah, mm-hmm. I think Zach Wheeler should have sent a message to Acuna Jr. When we were getting blown out. I agree.
It seemed like an opportunity that was so easy, and they just let it go for no reason.
It is, because the thing is, did you notice that he hit our two best hitters got hit in joints?
Yes.
Now we're starting to get away from coincidence. You know, Turner gets hit in the ankle, the back ankle, which pitchers are trained to be able to throw at. And one more thing. Mm-hmm. The Phillies need to make Harper wear a guard on that elbow moving forward, period.
So I agree, John. I think he wears something more protective against lefties, like left on left, but he doesn't against righties. But I'm with you. He should wear it against everybody. Because
since the reconstructive surgery, I can remember three incidents where he was hit on or about that elbow.
Yeah, you're right.
And I don't care what anyone says. He's going to be out for some time, and I don't like it. And the thing is that I'm glad that we didn't retaliate immediately, because it was a 2-0 game. I was there. And, there was not a lot of room to wiggle.
Why was that game, too? And they didn't get that second run, you remember, John, until the 8th inning. So it was really 1-0 the whole time.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
All right, John, what's a vacation spot we should go to for Tri-Day?
I liked, I can't remember the name of it, Atlantis, I think it's called, at the Grand Bahama Island.
Been there, Atlantis. That's a nice spot.
It is, because the thing is you know, if you go into Nassau, I always felt safe there. And not only that, the there was so much offered there that, you know, you never wanted to leave, really.
Sounds like a cool place.
Yeah,
John, appreciate
it. I remember when I went, Michael Jordan pulled his yacht, and everybody was buzzing. The place was buzzing because Michael Jordan pulled his yacht up there, and he was, I guess he was there hanging out. And, you know, in Atlantis, I remember this was a while ago when I went, but he would gamble, and, like, I guess he rented out the whole top floor or whatever. Some ballers there. And I went. That's why I went fishing. I went fishing in Atlantis. Caught an amberjack.
Yeah?
That fish was heavy.
How big?
It was pretty big, damn big fish, because it's one of those ones where you had to sit in the chair, and you had to reel it in.
Yep.
It's a big-ass fish. Then I realized that sharks only aren't the only fish that have teeth. I'm like, I'm cool. Sharks aren't.
You ever hear of a piranha?
No.
And Hugh was never the same.
God. Now, I've heard of piranha, but you know, there's other fish in the ocean that eat people. You know, what's those swordfish kill people all the time?
Swordfish kill people kill all people. The time?
They stab them.
Well, what are the statistics on
all
that?
All the time?
They kill them like 100 times a year.
Nah,
100 people.
I'm going to challenge those stats.
I mean, you can. But,
100 deaths a year from swordfish? I just ate swordfish the other night. That was one for score, one for our side.
Yeah. Hey, as always say, you're always the way team when you go in the water. I don't like being the way team.
I'm trying to find. All right, Hugh, what's your number?
He said 100. 100 people.
A year? Joe, what's yours?
10.
It's actually somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
CDC data indicates commercial fishing deaths in the U.S. averaged 43 per year. So that's just commercial fishing deaths. But
that could be a guy fall off the side of the boat.
It could. That could be deadliest catch.
Yeah, I want to know how many the swordfish are directly responsible for, because 100 feels like a ridiculous number.
It also adds swordfish attacks on humans are extremely rare.
There we go.
What are you talking about?
What you just said?
I said, I've seen video of swordfishes when they get in the boat and they as I move my head around for the people on YouTube, and they slash around and they stab people.
Oh, so what, you've seen one video of a bad incident with a swordfish, and now they kill 100 people a year.
That's all I need to see is one. And then that one right there is a deterrent. That's what I call a deterrent right there.
All right. According to AI, which we know thinks Hugh has a very famous take.
I have a
famous take. AI overview. Swordfish attacks on humans are very rare. They they can be dangerous when provoked. Swordfish are not known for unprovoked attacks on humans. They don't want anything to do with you.
There was an incident in 2015. Okay. That's like the last most recent, I think, documented.
I found one here where someone was attacked by a swordfish at 220 meters below the surface. If you're going all the way down there,
I'm not going down there.
Yeah, I don't think you have anything to worry about with the swordfish.
I mean, just in case. See, and that's why I don't go out there, because I don't want to be on their turf. You know.
Yeah, but 220 meters below the surface, that's not just their turf. Like,
what are you more worried about, wolf eels or swordfish?
I'm worried about everything that lives in the water.
I know.
I just don't fool with the water like that. I don't see how people, the people that swim in the ocean.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you guys now.
Like, when you say swim, do you mean out, or just like
swim?
Playing in the water with your kids, like 20 feet out.
Like, how can you be comfortable being that far out?
20 feet?
That's kind of far.
15 feet?
I'll tell you how you can be comfortable. You do it all the time and nothing happens.
Not going to let me finish, huh? Especially with all this commercial fishing that we're doing.
Oh, my goodness.
And the environment changing. And have you seen the sharks when they come up on the shore?
Nobody's commercial fishing 20 feet out.
When they come up on the shore and bite people?
Do you ever wonder, like,
I don't like the fact that I'm in the water and I can't see what's underneath me.
If you go to the shore in the summer, right? Mm-hmm. Like July.
Which I'm not.
I know you're not. But if you go, you notice there's thousands of people on the beach and doing what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
If it was that dangerous, why would all these people keep coming back?
Because they're bubbleheads.
No.
No.
Some people like to be around the water.
No, people understand the risks, and it's not that dangerous.
No.
People send their 5-year-olds in there.
It's a little cowardly.
No.
And
then you had the lifeguard. How many times last year? Call in and tell me, because I know it happened, where the lifeguard signals everybody to come in, because there's been reports of sharks off the shore.
Well, you go in, take a deep breath, take a break till they leave. That's it.
That just sounds like taking too many penitential chances for me. I just don't feel like that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. Being cautious.
Hey, let's wait till the sharks leave and then go back in there in the water.
Also, that doesn't happen very often.
It happens often enough.
And I think you've watched Jaws one too many times.
One is enough for Hugh.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not getting the water.
All right, before we go back to this, your phone calls and all the nonsense about the ocean, can we do a little Andrew Painter check-in, a little Painter watch here as he pitched last night?
Hi, I'm glad you could join me today. Today we're going to do a wonderful little painting, and I think you're going to enjoy this one. So I tell you what, let's don't waste any time.
Sixth in league in runs, but Mayo here goes down swinging. Games played, appearing in his 47th here today. He's down swinging, though, on the Painter changeup. Lehigh won the game 8-5. Down swinging goes Fabian on the high fastball. He at home against the Worcester Red Sox. And gets strike 3 before manager Anthony Contreras. 3-2 and Machine down swinging on the cutter.
All right, Andrew Painter yesterday, 5 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts, 81 pitches. We're up to 81 pitches now for Andrew Painter. And we did hear from Nebraska yesterday saying if all the starters are pitching well, this isn't a lock. He comes up in July. And we discussed it yesterday, but Hugh, the more he performs down there, I don't see much left he has to prove. I mean, he's not giving up many runs. He's striking out a ton of batters. His ERA, let me pull up his ERA now. He has a 2.65 earned run average in AAA. I mean, we're getting pretty close to him getting to the point where he's going to force his way up here.
Yeah, and it's going to be one of those things where we have to figure out what we're going to do. Good problem to have. Who's going in the bullpen?
Hit 99.2 miles an hour on the radar gun yesterday.
Yeah, he seems like the way he's pitching, he feels like he knows he's close.
Yeah, he's trying to. And I think he's trying to force the issue. Yeah, like make them bring him up.
Yeah.
Andrew Painter, another good outing yesterday, down at AAA Lehigh Valley. Let's go to Brian, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Brian.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Brian? What are you thinking?
Oh man, I got a little bit of everything here for you. It might take a little time, but
go ahead.
I want to go right after you. Dude, there isn't one guy there that's a former professional athlete. And if I came up to the station right now, smack you in the face, that you're not going to retaliate. I don't care what you have to lose. I come up there and slap you over the face, you're going to do something about it. And that's what that was. It wasn't a bat flip. It wasn't a shimmy. They threw at our guy again, and then he laughed about it later, and they hurt him again by doing it. It's the second time. So something needed to be done. And maybe you are right about this. Maybe we are soft because this wasn't a case of somebody looking at a home run too long. They're going after our big dog, and it's happened a lot in the last couple of years. And somebody needs to put a stop to it. Am I wrong, you? Would you do something, or would you just turn away?
You come on, Brian. You know me well enough to know that I am going to retaliate, but Brian.
Exactly. So this how can you take that stance?
Because, Brian, we have to, at some point, we as men have to do better, and we can't be so, we can't retaliate every time something like that happens. And to your point, if that's so, wait a minute, but Brian, but that's different because if you go back and look at it, and if you're being fair and balanced, which I think you are, I think you could be fair and balanced, as soon as Strider hit Bryce, he was remorseful. Now that's a fact.
I don't care.
But no. Listen to what. Before everybody get mad, everybody give me the mean eyes. Now
everyone's.
But
mad
no,
at you.
What I'm saying is this: he was remorseful when he did it. Now there is some history there because Bryce has been hit. There's a history of Bryce being hit. I get that, and I'm with you to a certain extent when it comes to that. But what I'm trying to say, I'm not absolving him for what he did. But this team is not built like that, B. This team is not built to retaliate immediately. They're more cerebral. They're more thinkers on this squad than that. We're reactionary guys. You know, we react to what happens immediately, and then you think about the consequences afterwards. They're not like that. They're just built different. That's all.
Then they're built soft, I guess, because when you're taught as a little kid that if the bully comes up and takes your lunch money, your mom will tell you that. If you don't do something about it, the next kid's going to come up and take your lunch money and your bike.
Also, to use your analogy, Brian, and I think it was an interesting one, I view real life in sports, there's a line.
Yeah.
Once you're in the uniform, like the analogy I had to Hugh, like if you did that to Hugh and he hit you back, he'd be justified, right? He's defending himself. He also has things to lose, right? Like he could get in trouble. Well, they're in uniform. It's not regular rules apply. They're playing a game, and you can hit a batter in baseball. Like, it's okay. Like, they've been doing this for 120 years. Everyone survives. If Acuna took one to the ribs, he'd be fine. Like, we got to stop with this, like, oh, what's going to happen? He's going to be fine is what's going to happen.
Yep. All our pitchers could put a ball within a six-inch spot, and they could have beamed them right in behind the shoulder blades, and it'd be done.
Brian, do you want Reese Hoskins back?
Absolutely. 100% yes.
See, Brian's my kind of guy. Bring Reese back.
Let me give you real quick my destination.
Yeah.
I lived here from 2 to 5 years old because my dad was a master chief in the Navy. Bermuda.
I've never been, but sounds like a beautiful place.
Not a lot of, like, craziness, like where you got to worry about going to the wrong area.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small place, but it's very friendly. It's very U.S. friendly. And it's, you know, like being in any other Caribbean, even though it's a lot closer, you know, area where you got beautiful beaches, beautiful weather, beautiful women, you, beautiful women.
Yeah, you know, I like that. I'd like to see a little sun when you go on.
Yeah, it sounds like it convinced you. Brian, good one, man. We appreciate the phone call. All right, coming up next, we'll get to your phone calls here on Rhys Hoskins. Do you want him back? Should Phillies trade for him at the deadline and bring him back to this lineup? I think they could really use him. Are you upset the Phillies didn't retaliate yesterday? I mean, it seemed pretty easy to me. 18 innings, including one game that got away from them. Just put one on them and make sure they know they can't be thrown up in our batters. Phillies didn't do it yesterday. We need a vacation spot for Tri-Day, and we'll chat with Elliot Shore Parks. OTA report after practice today, and something important to address with Elliot. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.